Choosing where to go to university is a big commitment.
By choosing to study at the University of Central Lancashire, you'll be choosing a place that will support you as you step into your future.
You'll be choosing a new place to call home.
We see our students for who they are and who they can be.
We see opportunity.
We see potential.
We see you.
There's still time to apply for a degree through Clearing.
Visit uclan.ac.uk/clearing to find out more.
World Soccer Talk Radio is here with you. My name is Nate Abarea. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you as always. This is your favorite syndicated live soccer radio show. That's why you're listening to it on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It's also your favorite podcast at the same time. That's why you're subscribing to it on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. That's why you're checking out the website, worldsoccertalk.com. And while you're on that website, check out all the brilliant soccer journalism from around the world within that second, worldsoccertalk.com. Tweet us all at World Soccer Talk, at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show, and at NateWST with all of your love mail, and of course that hate mail that you are far too good at sending, at NateWST. We've got another special treat for all of you Manchester United supporters out there. Gaz Drinkwater of the Full-Time Devils is going to be with us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio, talking all things Old Trafford, talking Martial, talking Memphis, talking LVG, talking losing to PSV Eindhoven in the Champions League after beating Liverpool on the weekend. Quite the mixed bag of a week for Manchester United. We'll get Gaz's take on all of that. Everything going on with the Red Devils of Manchester United. Now, last night, I was at Avaya Stadium, the new beautiful Avaya Stadium in San Jose, California, to see the Earthquakes take on the Montreal Impact. And as I knew was going to happen after the news broke yesterday that Didier Drogba was not only not going to be playing in the game, he wasn't even going to be in California, he wasn't even going to be in America, he was sent back to Montreal to rest up as the Impact have this big stretch of matches coming up. I knew, but I still just couldn't wait to see the looks on people's faces who showed up to Avaya in their Chelsea Drogba shirts last night and are not your, let's just say the fans that don't exactly follow the MLS pulse. They were there purely to see Didier Drogba. So many showed up, and the looks on their faces were priceless. No Didier, it looked like so many of them were about to cry, hey, check out some of the great sources that there are for news, and then you wouldn't have been so disappointed. Hey, on a soccer sense, the Quakes blew another 1-0 lead in the second half out of three home matches that they were up 1-0 in the second half, and all of them, the last three games, they took 2 points out of nine. Playoffs? I don't know. I'm a little worried about my beloved San Jose Earthquakes, but enough about the Quakes and the Impact Montreal. We're heading to Old Trafford. We're talking with Gaz of the Full-Time Devils. On the other side of this break, it's World Soccer Talk Radio. Glory, glory, us.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Monsanto to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Monsanto for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST and tweet us at World Soccer Talk. It is a pleasure to welcome in a Manchester United supporter that I am actually quite fond of. It's Gaz Drinkwater of the full-time Devils. Gaz, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
How's it going, man? You okay?
I am doing mighty fine and quite the mixed bag for your Red Devils. Let's get right in to this wild week that has been for Manchester United. You beat Liverpool 3-1 on Saturday, then you come back in the Champions League and lose to PSV Eindhoven. How are you feeling about the last few days?
I know, I'm surprised you remember what the Champions League is, mate. To be honest, as a Liverpool fan.
Shots fired. Okay, first shot fired that goes to Gaz. 1-0 Gaz. Aubrey coming back in a minute.
Yeah, but the game itself, man, the PSV game, it was one of them. I think that I don't think it was even that disappointing, to be honest. I just think, you know, we had the chances to finish. And I feel like, the players just lost concentration after Luke Shaw broke his leg, which was an awful, awful injury. And I think that just sort of got to them, to be honest. And I feel like it's one of them results that'll even itself out and we'll be fine in that group. We're not going to go out in the group stage of a Champions League, are we? Who does that?
Oh, man, you end up in the glory of the Europa League, taking on clubs like Bordeaux and traveling to Eastern Europe for glorious nights in Uzbekistan and Western Russia. Oh, the glorious, glorious Europa League. Hey, let's go back real quickly. As much as I really don't want to do this, we have to. Let's go back to Saturday. Let's talk about the Liverpool-Manchester United match. It was arguably the most boring first half of this young Premier League season, and then suddenly it was arguably the most entertaining second half of a match in this Premier League season. What was your experience like this past Saturday?
You know, I always say this, because I speak to a lot of American guys, who aren't actually into football or soccer, as you guys call it. And they'll always say stuff like, oh, I don't want to watch football because nothing happens and it's too boring. And after that first half, I was agreeing with him. I was like, this is absolutely rubbish. I was like, there's nothing good going on here. And then it just exploded into life in the second half. I mean, I was at Old Trafford, and even despite the rubbish first half, there was still quite a good atmosphere. And in the second half, it was almost like we lured Liverpool into a false sense of security in a way, thinking, right, United don't even want to score here. And then all of a sudden, we just flicked a switch, took it up a couple of notches and we blew you away, really. But, it has to be said, that Benteke goal was summit, wasn't it?
It was one of the greatest goals that I've ever seen. And now you touched on something, though, that was really ticking me off during the match on Saturday, which I actually listened to. I had the radio broadcast from TalkSport going and then watched the highlights afterwards. Such an incredible experience doing the radio matches of late. But The commentators on TalkSport were talking about this all throughout, and then I reviewed everything that Arlo White and Lee Dixon were saying here on NBC in the States, and there were a lot of people over in the UK who were concurring with this as well, that Liverpool, the only time during the match where they were the better side was when they went down 2-0, and suddenly Brendan said, hey, let's go get him, we have no choice, and then that was the only time, the only like 10 to 15 minute spell of that match where Liverpool were actually not only going toe-to-toe with United, but were actually giving them something. Then Benteke gets the goal, and it was driving me crazy as a Liverpool supporter seeing Brendan Rodgers basically have this attitude, like you're saying, of, oh, well, they're not going to go for it, so we don't have to either. Were you picking up on anything like that as well, seeing that match in person?
Definitely, man. I mean, I can relate to that fully from when David Moyes was our manager, where we only seemed to start playing when we actually started losing. And it sort of, it makes you feel like, you know, if Brendan Rodgers went into that match with more of a positive attitude and more of an attacking mentality, then he could have actually given United a lot of problems to worry about. But, you know, obviously just he waited for far too long. I mean, wait until we were 2-0 up before they started attacking. It's just, it seems crazy. And I know it was at Old Trafford. It was an away game. And let's face it, it's an hard place to go for an away team. But you just feel like in a derby like that, in this massive, biggest rivalry in English football, just go at it. Go at the game. Go for the win. Your supporters don't want to see you draw. And, you know, it's those weird tactical decisions of late, last year and this year, you know, which I do think will eventually cost Brendan Rodgers his job.
Well, let's get back to the club that you love so much and talk about the world's most expensive teenager right after Benteke scored that absolute wonder goal, the bicycle kick as the ball was fallen from high out of the air. It was an incredible piece of athleticism, one of the greatest goals that I've ever seen. Well, then just a minute and a half later, Mr. Martial pops up with an effort that many people likened to goals scored by a man by the name of Thierry Henry. Before we start getting carried away with these comparisons, which I, quite frankly, am getting a little bit tired of, just talk about the goal itself and the stunning debut for the teenager.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. When we saw him come on, you know, United fans, I think I speak for about 80% of United fans, where we didn't fully know what to expect from him. You know, I feel like there's just as much chance that he could become a world beater as there is that he could be the next David Bellion. I mean, you know, I think, and he came on, and that bit of skill to take him round Skirtle was just fantastic. He made the chance out of nothing. And this year, and last year, and even the year before, actually, with United fans, we've always said that our strikers aren't getting enough support. So, you know, strikers like Rooney, Van Persie and Falcao. And I feel like I've always been saying, look, if you're good enough, you make your own chances. And that's exactly what Martial did. There was absolutely nothing on for him when he picked up the ball. And like you say, that finish and that the dribble itself, you can only compare it to Thierry Henry. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be as good as Thierry Henry, obviously, but that finish was quite Henry-esque, I'd say.
Well, the finish was quite Henry-esque, and in fact, the attacking from the left side coming in onto the inside of the right foot at a Liverpool defender, in fact, also quite Thierry Henry-like. I'm sure Jamie Carragher and Sammy Hippia were getting chills watching Skirtle get done by Martial on that goal. Now, what do you make of the comments from a man who I'm sure you are quite fond of, one of the great Manchester United players and strikers over the last 10 to 20 years, and that is the great Dutchman Ruud van Nistelrooy coming out today publicly and saying that he thinks that Anthony Martial should be leading the line for Manchester United, not Mr. Wayne Rooney?
I think that would make sense if we were to play Wayne Rooney behind Martial, because, you know, I think Mata was really disappointing when he played in that number 10 role on Tuesday night against PSV. You know, he's been really, it seems like he wanted to play there. That's his natural position, but he actually plays better when he's out on the right. So I'd be quite happy to see Wayne Rooney playing behind Anthony Martial. I mean, we saw in the PSV game how well Martial held up the ball and played little passes to Memphis. They were linking up really well. There's a couple of times where he played the ball back to Mata, where Mata should have just hit it and he didn't. I feel like if he's there holding the ball up, creating some space for Wayne Rooney, Wayne Rooney will smack it if it comes back to him. He will whack that ball. And, you know, I think that's a good tactic. I mean, we tried it with Fellaini, but Fellaini just doesn't have the passing ability or the intelligence or the general footballing ability. But I think that Martial may well have it, to be honest.
Guys, in the 2 minutes that we got here before we got to head to break, I want to actually jump back to the Champions League match against PSV, because you bring up the name Memphis Depay, and he's just doing it. He's Mr. Champions League all of a sudden, and what a night that must have been for him. What a roller coaster ride going toe-to-toe with PSV and coming out and scoring the goal, and then Manchester United getting taken down by the boys from Eindhoven. What do you think was going through Memphis's mind the other night in that match?
Honestly, I think I'm so surprised that he scored the goal, to be honest, because, you know, it's been quite well documented that since he's been at United, he has become best friends with Luke Shaw, pretty much. And, you know, they're always hanging around with each other in training. They're always doing interviews together. So I was surprised that he had the right mentality to still go on and finish the goal like he did. It was a great goal. I thought he had a really good performance as well. And you know, he's yet to do it in the Premiership yet, though. Yeah, but I just kind of feel like it's a case of when, not if, though, with him. I think this season he's going to have a decent year, but I still think the best is yet to come from Memphis, definitely.
We're with Gaz Drinkwater of the Full-Time Devils right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. When we get back, we are going to talk a little bit about the recovery mode for Manchester United after that horrific injury to Luke Shaw in that Champions League encounter with PSV Eindhoven. We'll talk a little bit about the stubborn Dutchman at the helm of this whole thing. We'll talk LVG. We'll preview the Southampton-Man United match coming up this Sunday, which Gaz and his mates from Full-Time Devils will be calling on Rabble.tv, and we'll get a little history on that Full-Time Devils YouTube channel and what it's all about, the humble beginnings of the Full-Time Devils, all that and more right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Football season starts Sunday, and you could kick things off by winning $2 million at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. It's the biggest fantasy football contest ever. $10 million in prizes are up for grabs, including $2 million for first place and $1 million for second. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. It's fantasy football on demand. Play where you want, when you want, with the players you want. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. You've never experienced football like this. It may only be week one, but it already feels like the playoffs at DraftKings.com. And every broken tackle or spectacular catch could take you closer to a $2 million payday. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code Monsanto to play for free for a shot at part of $10 million in Sunday's Millionaire Maker event. Enter Monsanto for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker, sunscreen gets stronger, hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see, some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Max Life and an oil filter starting at $23.99. See store for restrictions and details.
A Liverpool supporter and a Manchester United supporter walk into a radio show, and they actually get along quite well. Would you believe it? Nate Abarrea and Gaz Drinkwater of the Full-Time Devils right here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. Now, we got to talk about a little bit of a somber topic here on a Manchester United front, and you brought it up a little bit there in the first segment, Gaz, and that was the horrific leg injury to Luke Shaw in that PSV Eindhoven loss in the Champions League. What's the latest on Luke Shaw? How bad is it, and how are the fans and his teammates especially feeling after what they saw?
Well, there's a lot of reports, and there's just varying, really. Some saying 6 months, some saying 9 months. I think either way, we won't really know until it gets towards the end, until his fitness, because it can, you know, it's different for each individual. But yeah, absolutely horrible injury. You know, awful to see that happen to a young player. Awful to see it happen to one of our best players this season. You know, he's been absolutely fantastic. The actual run that he made before the tackle came in was a great, great run. And, we are going to miss him. I think we are going to drop quite a few points this year through him not being in the side. I think we'll drop more than the 3 points that we dropped against PSV, funnily enough. So, you know, it is a real shame for the lad. But looking in the long run, I don't think we should be rushing him back. I think if he doesn't play again this season, then so be it. He's got a long career ahead of him. I personally can't see him leaving United for a long, long time. So if we can keep him now and if he comes back just as strong, then it will be absolutely brilliant.
Guys, what did you make of the tackle from Hector Moreno, the tackle that definitely, you know, influenced this leg break, and even another, not talk about another Manchester United legend coming out publicly, Roy Keane, of course, coming out today saying that Hector Moreno's challenge was, in his view, not only okay, it was absolutely brilliant. What do you make of that statement from Roy Keane?
You know what? Roy Keane is just a wind-up merchant now. He'll just say anything. He will just say anything to get in the papers. I think he's wrong with that. It wasn't a brilliant tackle. However, I'm also not going to go on the other direction and criticise this player off because it was the type of challenge that you see in football. We used to see Nemanja Vidic make challenges like that all the time. You know, we still see loads of that. You see them challenged a couple of times in football. It was unlucky that Luke Shaw it fell on his standing leg, and I just feel like it was unfortunate. Possibly it was a foul, possibly, but I remember at the time thinking, "Wow, what a good tackle!" So you know, there's no point coming out and saying that it was a foul just because he broke his leg, or it was a horrific tackle just because he broke his leg. If Luke Shaw managed to jump over that, or you know, get caught and just fall over, people would be thinking it'll be a standard tackle. I don't think there's any need for the overreaction about it, really.
Let's take a little bit more of a broad look at a challenge like that, because I was at a Major League Soccer match last night between San Jose and Montreal, and right down in front of me there was a lunging two-legged challenge that saw a player from Montreal by the name of Oyongo get sent off. One of the Quakes, San Jose Earthquakes playmakers, Perez Garcia, went down in a heap. He was rolling around, grabbing the leg, going down like he was shot, flopping around on the ground like a salmon on a boat deck, and he Oyongo, the player from Montreal, does get sent off, and I was in the very small minority in the stadium, and again, I had a great view of the tackle, and I was the one looking around to everyone around me going, I think that was a yellow at worst. And then I was being just chastised by people saying, how could you possibly think that? His studs were showing. His studs were showing. And people kept throwing that out. And you hear this during commentaries on Sky and BT and NBC all the time with matches in the UK of the new interpretation of the studs were showing. Studs are showing. It's an automatic red. And so I tweeted something out late last night to kind of take more of a broad look, pardon me, at the tackle from Moreno on Shaw, or even that tackle in that MLS match last night. And I said that how one reacts to the sight of a crunching, sliding challenge is often a great indicator of how long one has been a fan of the game.
Definitely.
What do you make of that statement, Gus?
Definitely. I mean, me, you know, I've obviously only been watching football for however long I've been alive. So I've only been watching football for 20 years. But even I know, you know, I'm quite an admirer of the way football used to be honest. I don't want to see challenges out of the game. I want to see big crunching challenges. And you know, you'll know as a Liverpool fan, when you're playing United, if it's at Anfield and you see a tackle go flying in, then it gets applauded. You know what I mean? You can't be scared of making challenges, because eventually football will just become a non-contact sport. And that's not what it's about. You know, it's you know, the ability to, strength is something that should be used in football, and your ability to put in a hard tackle is an ability. You know what I mean? There's so many overreactions at the minute to things like his studs were showing. He had a high foot. I mean, I find that one so interesting. I remember the classic example was Nani for United in the Champions League. Was it a quarter final? It might have been a round of 16 game, but it was in Sir Alex Ferguson's last year against Real Madrid. And Nani literally put his foot up to control the ball while the ball was in the air, and he got sent off for having a high foot. And I'm thinking, how does that make sense? Does that mean that Benteke's goal that he scored on Saturday against United, does that mean that should be disallowed? Because it shouldn't. It shouldn't. You know, you should be allowed things like that. And there needs to be an element of common sense, which I don't think there is at times. I think the referees really need to sort of outline the rules. You know what I mean? There can't be any variation on it. There needs to be a set rule if something's allowed or not.
Moving forward with Manchester United, how do you think they're going to get on without Luke Shaw? He was such an important piece in the Manchester United puzzle.
The problem is that with Luke Shaw is that he was technically gifted, you know, a great tackler, a great interceptor, and he was also fantastic going forward. He was bombing down that wing. He was making it back in time. And to have those two abilities, to have that defensive side to his game and that attacking, is something rare in a fullback at the minute. But he had both of them. And now we've got to pick between two players at left back who only have one or the other. I think if we were after a more defensive, technically gifted player who can pass a ball, we'd probably play Daley Blind there. But if we're after a player to bomb down the wing, you know, make things happen, just be a bit more creative, then I think we'd probably pick Marcus Rojo, who's a bit more aggressive in his game. But, you know, we lose so much with Luke Shaw out of the team.
Guys, I'm trying to figure out the right way to do this. I think I'll just put it quite simply. Could you describe Louis van Gaal in your own words?
Wow. Louis van Gaal, you know what? He is stubborn, but he's a winner. He is a winner, and it's his way or the highway. And I like that in a manager. I think that under Moyes, it felt like Moyes was too much of a soft touch. And, you know, say if a player was misbehaving in training or something like that, you feel like Moyes would let him go. Louis van Gaal isn't scared of anyone. He's fearless. And that's what I like in a manager. I like managers to be aggressive. The only problem is, at the minute, is, of course, that some people are saying he's too far that way. You know, when we look at some of the players who've left the club, who maybe could have stayed, you know, you look at the likes of maybe Van Persie and Hernandez, because we are weak up front. I'm not saying that they would play, because I don't think they're good enough to start, but they'd be good backup options. And I feel like that's just Louis van Gaal possibly being slightly too harsh, but it's far better than the alternative that we had with Moyes. Far better.
You said Van Gaal, and then you said Van Gaal, and I do it all the time. Is it tomato, tomato? Is it Van Gaal, Van Gaal? What's going on here?
It's you know what? I change my mind on it all the time. I just remember that when he did a press conference when he came, he said the English translation, the English pronunciation was Van Gaal. So you know what? Let's stick with that.
Let's stick with Van Gaal. Now, one of my favorite quotes that we've had on this show, it came from another Dutchman, another Dutch football manager here in America by the name of Thomas Rongen. And I asked him after last season, I said, what do you think LVG's learned after his first season at Old Trafford? And Thomas said, well, Nate, let me tell you, LVG doesn't learn. LVG teaches. And is there any manager that you've ever encountered in all your years, not only around Manchester United, but even just being a fan of the English game and even the worldwide game, have you known a more stubborn manager than Louis van Gaal?
I think he has learned a lot personally. I mean, we remember the start of last season, he was playing that ridiculous three at the back formation. And I thought it was brave of him to even attempt that because, you know, it had never worked in the Premier League. It had never worked in English football. But he straight away, Louis van Gaal goes into it doing it. And it didn't work for him. You know, we had an awful start to the season. But then eventually he changed things and, you know, he's not gone back to that three at the back formation. So I definitely do think he has learned a bit more about the English game. But saying that, he is, of course, very, very stubborn. And, you know, like I was saying before about the players, there have been rumours at the minute of Wayne Rooney and Michael Carrick actually confronting Louis van Gaal and his training methods. And Louis van Gaal basically dismissing them completely, just saying, no, we're doing it my way. So, you know, maybe that's a negative there. But I definitely do think he has learned about the Premier League. I mean, you could just look at our form from last season, how poorly we started and how well we finished.
We got 60 seconds before we got to head to another break, guys. We'll talk all about the Southampton Man United match on the other side of this break, but talk about a perfect teaser for it. You know LVG's focused on this one. It's a double Dutch encounter. It's Haaland on Haaland.
Yeah, and the mortal enemies as well. They very much dislike each other.
They are not proud countrymen brothers. No, it is not a Dutch unity thing that we're going to see between Ronald and Louis, between Southampton and Manchester United this upcoming weekend. Cannot wait for that match. Always a fiery encounter. And Manchester United, a little revenge out for Southampton, who, as I'm sure Gaz remembers, as much as he'd like to erase this from the memory bank, Southampton went into Old Trafford last year and actually took all 3 points of the 1-0 victory. That was back during the time where we thought Southampton might be able to sneak into the Champions League. It was not to be for the Saints, but they are still doing some mighty good things and cannot wait for this match. And we'll talk all about a couple of guys who will be calling the match on Rabble.tv on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, Gaz Drinkwater of the Full-Time Devils right here with yours truly, Nate Abarea. Stay tuned.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
We know what it's like, that persistent, nagging feeling that will only go away when you get away. For those with a passion for travel, there's the new Discover It Miles card. You earn unlimited 1.5 miles for every dollar you spend, and you can fly any airline, anytime with no blackout dates. Just buy your ticket and use miles to credit your statement. Apply now and Discover will double your miles at the end of your first year. So go on, scratch that travel itch. Get the new Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Double miles for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/miles.
Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. As we've talked all about this past weekend, a star was born at Old Trafford. Old Trafford, Anthony Martial scored a beautiful debut goal that had many pundits comparing him to Thierry Henry. He's already the world's most expensive teenager, and now he's being compared to Thierry Henry. United third in the table, and the Red Devils have an opportunity to narrow the gap at the top of the table. Well, this Sunday, they travel to the South Coast to play Southampton at 11 a.m. Eastern Time here in the U.S. of A. And we would like you to listen to Gaz and Adam. Hey, I know those guys. Two of the blokes from Full Time Devils, the most popular United channel on YouTube. They will be calling the Southampton Man United match live on Rabble.tv. With Rabble, the concept is simple. All you have to do is tune into the TV broadcast, press the mute button, and then head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis. With Rabble, you can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, through your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. Plus, you can join in by posting your questions or observations in the comments section. Be a part of these things, or create your own broadcast. Call one of your team's games. Cut your teeth as a broadcaster with the good folks at Rabble. It's easy. It's free. It's Rabble. And again, join the Full-Time Devils on Rabble this Sunday, 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time here in the U.S. of A on Rabble.tv, where it's your team and your call. Gaz Drinkwater, did I do okay on that read?
That was a 10 out of 10 read. Well done, mate.
Oh, absolutely. Love it. So, yeah, we say I'm rather familiar with these guys that I'm you know, hyping up for Sunday and sending all the listeners to. That's because I'm talking to one of them right now, Gaz. And before we get into the Southampton Man United match itself, you've done a couple of these Rabble casts already. You started with the Man United Swansea match a few weeks ago. What's the experience been like? It's got to be quite unique for you.
Yeah, I mean, well, what it is literally it's what I would be doing anyway. I would be sat there with a mate just saying the exact same things, you know. It's not exactly you know, Sky Sports, Martin Tyler, that sort of thing. It's a bit more unprofessional, should I say. But it's better, I'd say. I think you'd rather listen to two fans having a laugh talking about the game rather than just someone spurting out a load of city on the fence type sort of things. You know what I mean? We'll go full on. We'll slag off anyone if we want to. You know what I mean? There's no rules for what we say, so it's a bit more fun.
Well, again, this Sunday, starting at 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time here in the United States of America, you can join Gaz and Adam from the Full-Time Devils as they bring you the commentary, the colorful commentary, the true fans commentary of Man United and Southampton. All right, without further ado, let's talk about Manchester United and Southampton. Let's take a trip to the South Coast and talk about the Saints and the Red Devils. Give us your favorite storylines coming into this match, Gaz.
Southampton are a tough team, man. They are such a tough team, especially away from home. You've got to love what they've done in the past few years, though, the way they've come up from League One. You know, I think they had some financial issues as well at that point, and then to get up to the Premiership, I think they were everyone's favourite team at one point until they started getting really good and started beating us. then we're not so fond of them anymore. My favourite memory, United versus Southampton, obviously there's not been too many, but was probably a relatively recent one where we went down in the game. I think we went down 2-1. And then Van Persie scored a hat-trick. He'd scored the first goal, and then he went on and scored two more goals. It was very early in his United career. And as soon as he did that, we knew we had a potential United legend on our hands. And then we went on to win the league that season, of course. So, you know, that was a great memory. But, of course, in recent times, not too keen.
There was a great match back in 1996, and this was right when I was I was a little kid falling in love with the Premier League, and I feel like it's almost a fantasy because it feels like the stuff of fantasy, but didn't Southampton defeat Manchester United 6-3 in a match back in 1996, and I think it was Matt Letizia had a great lob up and over Peter Schmeichel. Did that happen?
You're talking about a game that happened when I was in nappies or diapers. I'd struggle to remember it perfectly, but I do remember a Matt Le Tissier goal against United that was absolutely stunning. And Matt Le Tissier was an absolutely fantastic player as well.
He scored a number of fantastic goals against Manchester United. But go and look that one up, all of you Southampton fans and Manchester United fans. Get pumped up for this upcoming Sunday. I think it was at the Dell, 1996, and it was Southampton 6, Man United 3. And we'll see if the Saints can replicate that scoreline on Sunday. I highly doubt it, but oh, wouldn't that be something? What do you think about the Manchester United backline situation right now, Gaz? Because coming into the season, it was the thing that everyone's worried about, and we've already talked about being without Luke Shaw. And look, I don't think they're going to give up 6 goals at any time this season, but there's clearly some issues at the back right now. They're spoiled with many attacking options in the midfield and maybe, you know, up front, everything going on with Martial and if Rooney kicks into gear. But at the back, there's still so many question marks. How are you feeling right now about that aspect of Manchester United?
It's so odd that there still are question marks considering the way we've started the season, especially our defence. I think that, you know, everyone doubted Daley Blind, and I'm not, he might still get found out. He may still have a very, very poor game yet. But I think that our back line is actually really impressed. I will honestly put my neck out and say that Chris Smalling is in the top 5 defenders in the league.
Really?
I think he was fantastic last season. He had a great year last season, but still underappreciated from a lot of other Premier League fans. And I understand that as well because, you know, when you're not watching him week in, week out like we are, you sort of don't realise. And then it's only this season now where everyone else is picking up on how good Chris Smalling actually is. He's been an absolute rock. And of course, David De Gea now coming into the lineup, you know, so much better than Romero. And personally, I blame Romero for that Swansea result. I think if David De Gea was in there, we would have won that game. We definitely wouldn't have lost anyway. So, you know, we've got De Gea back in goal, the best goalkeeper in the world. We've got one of the best defenders in the league in front of him in Chris Smalling. Daley Blind can do a job. I think Marcus Rojo can play well at left back. Darmian's been solid except for the PSV game, but he has been absolutely brilliant so far. I think we've got a good defence, and also you've got to look at the players in front of them, the sort of defensive midfield type players. Mm-hmm. Schneidlin can play that role brilliantly. He did it for Southampton last year. He's doing it for United now. Schweinsteiger is good at breaking up play. Carrick's good at breaking up play. Some would say it's defensive. It's a negative formation. But for me, I you know what? I enjoy not seeing the team concede many goals. I obviously prefer to see us scoring goals, but it's nice to see us keeping clean sheets and playing quite well at the back.
We'll talk about an interesting storyline. There's so many going in to the Sunday with Southampton and Manchester United. The Dutch managers who absolutely hate each other's guts going toe-to-toe again, but you brought up the name Schneiderlin right there, and the Southampton, the Saint/Devil now suiting up for Manchester United. That should be quite the storyline as well. Hey, I want to get some background on the full-time Devils before we got to let you go, Gaz. But before we do that, you brought up the name David De Gea, and we've spoken so much about the saga on this show, the way everything went down. I even gave a formal announcement on the show saying that I will never announce another transfer as official until I see the guy between the lines during a match and the first whistle is blown. That is the only time that I will say that a transfer has been completed after the debacle that went down between Real Madrid and Manchester United and someone not downloading Windows 10 or someone having their fax machine break, whatever the hell actually happened and what actually happened. We may never know. What did you make of the whole saga? And are you surprised at all that the way after all that went down, it's just back in goal, like, nothing really ever happened?
It's so odd to see him in goal. It is so odd because we all had it ingrained in our heads that he was a Real Madrid player. It was all done. It was all signed. It was all ready to go. And then just this weird technical hitch. Even the day after, I still thought, right, they're going to sort it out. It's going to get done today. No worries. But whatever happened, stroke of luck on our part, I'd say. I don't think it was anything intentional on our part or anything intentional on Real Madrid's part. But we've still got David De Gea, and he needs to get in that Spain squad next year for the Euros. So he's definitely going to want to play well. You know, we've obviously just got him to a new contract. Personally, still can see him going next year. Still think we've only signed him on that contract so we can get a good $40 million for him. But just great to see him between the sticks for the meantime, definitely.
All right, it is time to take a step back and talk about the channel where I discovered you, Gaz, where I found your work, and the channel that we have connected with through World Soccer Talk, and bringing the lads from the Full-Time Devils in for these rabble casts and all the fantastic stuff that has gone with that. Talk about how you got involved with the Full-Time Devils, and as we kind of talked about, the humble beginnings of this YouTube channel that has now become incredibly popular on a worldwide level for Manchester United fans.
It's weird, you know, because obviously that app that everyone seems to have at the minute, that Time Hop app where you can see what you put on social media this time a year ago. I'm looking what I put about a year ago, and it's me congratulating Full-Time Devils on getting 20,000 subscribers or something like that. And now obviously we're on 200 plus thousand subscribers. It's become massive basically over the past couple of years. But yeah, I started on Full-Time Devils basically I just found this YouTube channel, this small YouTube channel where United fans could have their say on the videos. You know, we get loads of reds on. After every game, we're doing videos with all the fans that come out if they want to express their opinions. And even if you're not a match-going fan, you know, you feel an involvement after the game if you're clicking onto the YouTube channel and you're seeing fellow United fans having rants or praising players or whatever. And then you can also get involved in the comments, of course, on YouTube, you know, completely uncensored comments, as I know only too well. But yeah, so, you know, you can give your views on there if you think we're right and if we're wrong. And, you know, it's just a great place to have a discussion, I think, about football. And you see so many different opinions. It's great.
What have been some of your favorite experiences in your time with the Full-Time Devils?
One of my favourite ones was we had a guy called Ray. I'll call him an experienced bloke. I won't say old. And after a game, I think it was when we lost to Liverpool 3-0. It might have been City 3-0, though, under David Moyes, where we lost both of them.
Can you let it be Liverpool 3-0? Just let it be Liverpool 3-0. Give me something. I've had nothing. You've been just jabbing me the whole show, and I've had no comebacks.
We'll let it have Liverpool, right? Liverpool did us 3-0. And I remember being stood there. I wasn't even on camera. I was just stood there watching Ray have this massive rant saying that United are absolutely bobbins, saying that Moyes is absolutely bobbins, get Moyes out, get Van Gaal in. And I just remember being stood next to him like, I bet they won't use this. I bet we won't put this on YouTube. This is far too aggressive. Then we put it on YouTube and it's become one of our biggest video. People just like completely agreed with him. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's like passionate videos like that from passionate fans. It's great to see, really.
Guys, what does it mean to you as someone who's there, as someone who's grown up close to Manchester United, and you are, as you call it, you are a Saturday, Sunday match goer. You go to the grounds, you're old school, you do it the right way. But connecting with people who don't have that same ability. Manchester United is a worldwide entity, and connecting with people in other countries who only can dream of going to a match at Old Trafford. What does that mean to you to connect with Manchester United fans on an international level?
Of course, it's fantastic. I mean, wherever you're from in the world, you can be a fan of a team just as much as any match goer. You can still, you know, you can love that team just as much as anyone. So to have that discussion, to be able to have that discussion with all these passionate fans, whether it's on Twitter, whether it's through YouTube, is absolutely great. And, you know, we've been getting some international videos as well, people doing what we call fan cams after the games via Skype, from different countries around the world. We're currently doing a competition where we're going to be bringing a fan to Manchester, putting them in an hotel, giving them a new phone and giving them Manchester United tickets as well. So, you know, it's great just to be able to interact with all these fans who, you know, 10 years ago, you would have had no chance of doing 15 years ago. So it's sort of like welcoming in the new age, really. And we can all disagree. We can all have arguments. But at the end of the day, we all love the same thing, and that's United. So it's good.
Well, whether you support Manchester United or you're just a fan of the game of soccer, be sure to check out the Full-Time Devils on YouTube. And Gaz Drinkwater, do you have a Twitter handle that you can give out so all Liverpool, City, Arsenal and all other fans of Premier League teams can slag you off royally?
Send me all the abuse you can. I love it. My Twitter is @radio_Gaz. And also make sure you check out @Full-Time Devils, which is the Full-Time Devils Twitter account.
Gaz Drinkwater, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. You are welcome back anytime, mate. Put in a good word for me with all of the Manchester United crew over there. Tell them that the Liverpool fan that hosts this show, he's not that bad of a guy.
Yeah, you know what? You're the first decent Liverpool fan I've ever met.
I'll take it. Love it. Gaz Drinkwater, thank you so much for joining us. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, taking the express train home. Stay tuned.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We're members of the Manchester United fan club from Ohio. Nate Abarea back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. Oh, I never get tired of that clip. A huge thank you to Gaz Drinkwater. No, Vinny, get out of here. Vinny, you're not welcome on the show right now. Some other time. Gaz Drinkwater, the full-time Devils. Thanks to him for joining us in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. We talked all about Manchester United's loss to PSV in the Champions, which, as you know, after the last few days, is back and in full swing. Now, if you're like me, you love putting your soccer expertise to good use by playing fantasy soccer, you need to check out EuroFantasyLeague.com. Get to select your fantasy team, not from one league. Get to select from six of the major European leagues, including the Prem, La Liga, Serie A, Ligue 1, the Dutch Eredivisie, and the Portuguese Primera Liga. So imagine picking a team that could feature Ronaldo, Aguero, Pogba, Zlatan, Rooney, and Messi. Again, you're going to need some defenders, but that's a mighty nice six-pack right there. Or any other combination of world-class footballers. Play dollar games. Play $10 games. You got a chance to win prizes from $500 all the way up to $5,000. Or if playing for money's not your thing, you can also play free games at EuroFantasyLeague.com. Typical fantasy games or draft formats. Enter as many prize or challenge games
as you'd like. This is your opportunity to show off your expertise of European soccer. Set up your free fantasy soccer game today at EuroFantasyLeague.com. Again, head on over to EuroFantasyLeague.com. For the aforementioned Gaz Drinkwater, the full-time Devils, the gaffer Chris Harris, the producer in San Francisco, Dom Jimenez, my name is Nate Abarea. World Soccer Talk Radio, signing off. Bye for now.